Shin and Zion, Sif Aleph, and the Hanum Mishabura, Sif Katan, Yud Gimel. So that's a new case. So the Ramah said a case like this. We didn't do that part of the Mishavu, the Mechaber yet. Right, okay. So holding by the Mechaber in the second line, page 418. Bechotzer v'achsadra. So if you have a chotzer or you have an achsadra, what's an achsadra? Pirish by sheyesh l'shalosh levanos. It has walls on three sides. The Devon Revi'ish Amin and Badelis Enem Gufevus Kol Hikr L'Bechavish L'Bayis Kulay. It has no side walls on the fourth side. Normally you would have on the fourth side where you have your door, you have a side wall of a certain amount on both sides of the door. And they have a door in the middle or something of that sort. Over here there's no kapufim at all. There's no extension of a wall at all. The whole side is...
No wall at all, kapufim?
Yeah.
All side is all...
So it's not Elochavak Shal Bayis Kula. So the opening is the whole length of the fourth side, and you might put a door. You might put some type of a something which opens there, but it's going to be open on the, it potentially opens the whole side. But upamim mishoisim lo ama achas patzim mikan, ama achas patzim mikan. Sometimes it does have a small amount of like a support wall of the two ends. Excuse me. Okay. Now, so the chsadra or the chotzer shein echad mehem levad arba amis. So this chotzer and the chsadra are next to each other, and either one has four amas on its own. But mitzarf and arba amas lahat alish papeh. But they're all both enclosed areas, right adjacent to each other. So this is a private area, which you said if you have an area which is dalet amas and dalet amas, you're allowed to pour. The water there, because it'll absorb in into the ground the four amas by four amas, and it won't run out immediately to the Rishus HaRabim. It's not called pouring out the Rishus HaRabim. Okay. So there it's Darf. You have a situation where you have two second floors, and you have this platform extending out. And the platform has a roofing material on top of it, which it was made out of tit and these other things, etc. So theoretically, it can absorb water. So even each one is not 4x4, but if the two of them are near each other, mitzarfis, they can be mitzarf. Okay, now. The Medrash Mamur was going back to the beginning of the Sif. This halacha that we have a problem that you cannot pour into the chotzer, which is less than 4x4, because it's considered that the water is flowing out into Shizal Rabin, which that's a problem. It says he's pouring out the normal amount that a person would pour out, which is two saw. And this area is not large enough to absorb two saw. It's as if you're pouring it, it should go out immediately to the Rishus HaRab. So it's like you're pouring into the Rishus HaRab. Rishus HaRab. Avila he katana harbe and it's a guma filamasachama. By a caramelist, this is a din of kaychai. He's mice, he's pouring it into the chatzur, and then it's flowing from the chatzur to shazurab. From the chatzur to the caramelist. So kaychai be caramelist legozru. Kaychai be shazurab is a problem. The kaychai be caramelist legozru. Okay. And we'll see later on in the siman that there's some who disagree that they're not accept this sora. And then Mr. Brewer sent us earlier on to this siman to see that this is a machlokes whether your kerchah b'karma is gozer or gozer. Okay. So shtei diyutos. Hanu shtei zizin rechavim neged pischei aliyos. These two platforms where the door would come out from the aliyah. Rav calls these shnei amos ba'aruch arba amos neged aliyah. So the open this ziz which was jutting out was 2x4. Well, it was ziz and yesh maziba raka, and then on this platform there was a roofing material. Shirely vlebo hamayim anishpochem aleim, which can absorb water. And the smuchuzuluzu, which a lemer besirch arba tvachim. The gap between the two is less than 4 tvachim. So then, mitzdarfis kilo hoyim malkam echad. We judge it as if it's one place. Mimkein habi avrahamis al avrahamis. Even though they're going to flow off of the Z's on down to Shasarabim, since the area is 4x4, so it can absorb, but it's not going to automatically go down.
What area is 4x4?
The two Z's and each one is 2x4. So together it's 4x4. Now the shear of Arba Tvachim, it's not a halacha of Lavud, it's not a halachic siruf. The point is it's going to absorb. So sometimes water will flow over a gap. You pour it out and it'll sort of splash over to the other one. So if the gap is too large, it won't. So Chazal Rameshari that for this shear for that is Arba Tvachim. Then we said this is all talking about next, Rosh Hashanah, but the Carmelists, the fellow she spoke of Rosh Hashanah, ain't also rock, Mashum Xavier Dimbo, also the Zerk Lehead to Rosh Hashanah. It's not Mamish pouring Rosh Hashanah, you're pouring into the Chotzer, then it's flowing out. It's not called your mice.
It's also pouring it to the Carmel?
Even in the case of Rosh Hashanah, it's not called you're pouring directly into Rosh Hashanah and Mikra, then it's only the Rabbanah. Because you're pouring into the Chotzer, and that which is flowing to the Rosh Hashanah afterwards is not your mice. And therefore, it's only Gzera and Rosh Hashanah. Carmel is Rosh Hashanah. So you can't make a Gzera and Carmel is. I feel like you're Yisrael Lehedya, can't be like Yisrael the Raisa. Because then you're making a Gzera and a Drabana. And that's not, we don't do that. Vayan, come on, Messiah, Sim and Zed, the Yesh Chokin. However, there's a second opinion at the end of Sif Gimel, which disagree. Okay. Beis. Biv shemechusa arba amas b'meshach b'rshus harabim. V'yesh bar arba al arba. So this biv extends out into b'rshus harabim. Four amas. And it's covered four amas. I mean, it extends out beyond four amas. A biv is this gutter. Okay, so four amas is covered, and the beam itself is at least 4x4. Excuse me. So over here, muta lishpa chafila al api abiv, fila b'mosachama. So you're allowed to put, stand right by the opening of the beev. It means immediately adjacent to the shusarab. And pour into this beev. They go directly from his pouring directly outside. Okay. We're talking about it's made out of earth, so the water can get absorbed. So since it's 4 amos long, it's not mukhrach that the water that you're pouring will ever go out through Sazarab, because it can get absorbed in that area. And the area which is getting absorbed in is not clean enough probably Sazarab because it's covered. But if what you're using is for your material for the beef is not earth but wood, it's not getting absorbed in, so pouring over there is like pouring it beyond the Dalet Amos, which is going through Shazarab. But now we're saying, even though we're saying that you cannot use eights, what about if you put down stones? That doesn't mean you put ground between the stones. You just put down the stones. Mavliim mishori. So they absorb in between and underneath. There's gaps in between the stones, etc., as opposed to a piece of wood. It doesn't absorb. Okay. The Rambam afilu hoya arach abiv ayatziner mea amo o yishbach api abiv. This idea of pouring directly into the beef is a problem. Mishabrut has a beef. It's like a ditch, a trench. Built to take the water which is poured out in the chotzer out of Shisarab. If it's covered arba amas, a b'meshach with Shisarab, tzarech lomar b'meshach arba amas. It's covered for a distance of 4 amas. Shlomish arba amas a rishonis hasmuch the chotzer who mechusa. The first 4 amas immediately adjacent to the chotzer, which is Shisarabim territory. But the beef is covered, behu roch of gam ken arba amos, and it's 4x4.
What?
What dinim hoyer roch of rak shtei amos v'yesh baruch shmon amos? It could be 2x8, would be the same thing. The shir said yesh shir livloya sasayim mayim shalom also listapek b'chol yom. So that's an area which is large enough to absorb 2 saw worth of liquid, which is what a person uses is normally in a day, that of discard water. Volcane, because it's an area of 4x4, Mikilinon, we're make a lishbuch al panei abiv, so you're allowed to pour it directly into the biv, which is right, which is the opening is in the chotzer. The same in a situation where the chutzer itself can hold 4x4, we could pour it into the chutzer. We could pour it into the beef. So, even though it's going directly from his hand, lachutz, he has no specific intent where it goes. That's not his business where it goes.
What exactly is a beev?
A trench,
okay.
Okay, but however, this only works if it's not made out of, it's not a piece of wood, it's not like a gutter made out of wood carrying it, because then it won't absorb. The whole het over here is built of het that it could absorb. Shal yehei, dim beev shal eitz. So if it's considered, it's made out of wood, which means the definition, it's going to carry the water beyond the covered part of it into the open part, which now it's adjacent to the Shusarabim, flowing through. That's called pouring water into the Shusarabim. because it doesn't absorb. Now, what about if it's merutzif?
What does that mean?
It's covered with stones. Kemisha shlavonim, marish merutzif bavonim chalokim ketanim, smooth stones, small ones. Kemisha merutzif chavis chateres, yeshar ba offer bein evan leevan livlay. She's talking about more like along the little mosaic tiles with plenty of spaces for the water to absorb in between. They didn't have grout in between, which is dirt. So the water would absorb down amongst all those in those spaces. Then we said, according to the Rambam, even the beev is hadranam, it's a problem. You cannot stand directly adjacent to the beev and pour. That's called your pouring the shusurah. Chafal, if you write orach a beev, but sorry, Misha orach a beev, bechotzer, humeya amma. So we know that it's going to get absorbed within that 100 amas. So long beef. But it's considered we have to assume that it's going to flow out, and it's called he threw it there. We don't pass them like the Rambam. So the tiner is like this gutter, which you use not in the ground, but attached to the roof or something, which we had before. That's called a tiner. So I'm not sure why it's only called the Rambam.
You're not sure why what is only according to
the Rambam. The din of
tzinor.
The case of tzinor, which was saying it's like this pipe. It was made out of wood. Carved out to have a channel running through it, and you're pouring water in one end and the water's coming out the other end. So since it doesn't absorb, so it's not going to be mutter. It says according to the Rambam, even if the thing is 100 amas long, it's a problem. According to the first opinion, it's not. We just said according to the first opinion, the heter over here is only because it's earth. If it's made out of wood, he also uses no heter. So I'm not sure why I'm saying the case of tzinor is according to the Rambam.
It's made out of wood, what?
I mean, you make the tzinor, it's not made out of earth. In the case of the beeve, which is in the ground, you can make a beeve, you can dig a trench. So we say, well, there's a difference between a case where it's dug as just a trench in the earth, or you put down some type of material to function as the lining of the trench, which is going to make the water flow further. So it's like you're pouring, since it doesn't absorb, it's like you're pouring directly to the other end, where it comes out, which is the Rishon Zerah. But the case of the tzinor, which is attached to a gag, I'm not sure how it... Why is it here in our discussion? Gimel. The matter of Morim. Yeah, this whole discussion is all talking about Kishamayim Yerzim Rishas Rabbim. We're talking about this is adjacent to Rishas Rabbim, and the water is going to flow out from the chutz. You're going to pour it into the bee, which is right at the edge of the chutz, cover it over underneath Rishas Rabbim. It's going to travel there, come out into Rishas Rabbim at the end. Hayyotz in the Carmelis, but if the water pours out into a Carmelis eventually, Motalishbach al Piyabiv, Afil Masacham. So we're going to allow you to pour into this beef, which is covered over, and it's really an extension of the Rishon Yachid. So we're going to look at it, and so you're pouring into the Rishon Yachid. The fact that the ledge comes out into a caramel is, doesn't bother me. We didn't ask the fact that it comes out in the caramel is because the caramel is a little gozer. Some disagree, do not accept this chilek. And we say that even the caramel is a problem, if it's because people will confuse the karmel to surab, if you're going to allow to pour into the, in such a way that it'll go to the karmel, you'll pour such a way it'll go into Rishas Sarab, and eventually you'll pour directly into Rishas Sarab. There's a Ramah that this chumra that I'm saying, this opinion is saying that karmel is a problem, is only a karmel which people will confuse with Rishas Sarab. Therefore, Vadafim Karmel Shiba Secha here. The Michlev Rishas Sarab Matzma. The Carmelis, which is in the city, in my city, is the place where there is traffic, where people do gather. It's not a Rosh Hashanah, but it's definitely something which we can envision confusing that with Rosh Hashanah. And the remark goes on to say, the less long Rosh Hashanah, so once they ask that the Carmelis in the city, even though nowadays we have to assume that we don't have the 600,000 people, and therefore there's no, we don't have Rosh Hashanah as one of that. So the whole thing, maybe the Xavier should fall apart. The reason why Carmelis is not is exactly Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Rosh Hashanah doesn't exist. Shemachim Matar Carmelis, no, doesn't make a difference because Carmelis was under the original Xavier because Carmelis and Rosh Hashanah were confused when they had Rosh Hashanah. Our Carmelis Shemachutzli here, the case of a Carmelis, which is we're dealing with this, this is happening not in the city but in a place where you have roads, etc. It's this so there over there people will not confuse that with Rosh Hashanah, and therefore Kerchem Karmel still goes a Chatosh and a Merevis, or a situation where the problem is not that it's a Karmelist regards to the Mechitzas. It has all the Mechitzas in place that you allow to carry, but they didn't make an Erev Erev Chatzeris to allow you to carry them. And I want to pour water in such a way that it's going to flow out under this beeve into a chatzah shenem rev. It's okay.
Under the beeve?
Yeah. Or under the covering of the beeve, in the beeve.
Oh, I was going to say, how do you get under a beeve? Under a trench?
Yeah. Let's say you have a city which is surrounded by walls, but they didn't make rubach etzeris. So that's our case. That's our point. So there's no, since it's surrounded by walls, consider the whole area is enclosed. There's no, even though you can't carry there because you didn't make a Ruben Chatzeris, but that situation, we're not going to ask for pouring into a Carmelis. Or a Chatzah Shenem Rebis. Imatina Lamalim, Hesar, Shoirim, Mamayim, Derek, Mokapatur, the Carmelis, Yeshah Hakel. In the case you're not pouring into a beef, you're pouring into a tzinor, and it's traveling above, away from the house, because they would have it travel away from the house, because otherwise it would slap onto the house and damage the walls. So it's not a part of the house. It starts there, but it moves away immediately, and it's traveling above ten tefachim, so it's traveling in a makom patur. So now I'm pouring water into the thing, which will go through that, through the makom patur, eventually into the karmelis. We're not makom on that. Okay, Zok Mishnah Brura Chav Gimel. Medavam Morim. So Zeo Siim Dibrei Rambam. The truth is, the Rambam is the one which we introduced at the last end of the last sif. Even if the beef is, or the tzinor is 100 amos long, you cannot stand directly at the edge of the beeve and pour into the beeve, because that's called you're transporting it to the beyond. That's only when the beyond is a sarab. Okay. Now, but the truth is, but for us it's relevant. So why is it relevant? I mean, we're allowed to pour there anyway because it's not going to travel beyond. So I don't care what's beyond. It's irrelevant. Well, it's relevant. The beef shall hoy shall eats. In the case where the beef was not made out of the ground, it was made out of eats. So pouring into this cold, that you are directly directing the water to the beyond. That's only if the beyond is a shasarab. But if the beyond, the area that which is beyond is a carmelis, so you're directing the water into a carmelis. Hanu beef shall eats. Shadow also the boy bayim. So, since it doesn't absorb, the water will definitely just continue to flow on into Rosh Hashanah. The Osir filled the Rishana. So, every holds that case is Osir. She's Muchal Karmelis, Mutter, the field of Shalates. But in case of Karmelis, it's Mutter. Matamachal Zed, Kimashain, or Shafik, Behedya, the Karmelis, Rak, Shahu, Bami, Kaichai. seal on the Kacha B'Karmas Lugos. So this all goes under the umbrella of this concept of the Kacha B'Karmas Lugos. I mean, even Rosh Hashanah, we said before, it's not Mamash at the Rice at the Kedin. It's not called, you're really throwing it there. You're really throwing it here. And now it goes there, that's Kacha. So it's not at the Rice. So by Karmas, they weren't Gozer. Yeshar says, no, that's not true. We are Gozer. Then Chilik. After Nam Latina Ladina Dafilu, Kashamam Yotzim Shazarab and Mutter Babiv, Kamashak Savdim Sukotin Chavalov. We paskin that since you have a beef, we don't pass like the Rambam. So, whether it's a, even Rosh Hashanah is going to be mutter because it's going to get absorbed into the ground. But again, so it'll be relevant to this pipe, or this half pipe, which is made out of wood, which it doesn't absorb. But then we said over there, it's ulcer, because it's not absorbing, and therefore it's ulcer to pour in it directly when it goes out to Rosh Hashanah. But the caramelist, we said, opinion says that that's okay. It comes to the opinion, says, no, it's not. Even a caramelist, it's ulcer. So that's one case where it's relevant. This shita to be machmer. Oy kashabiv eno mechusar ba'amas bekarbalis. We said the head of the beef was the case where the first four amas are covered. So the area which you get absorbed in is not just part of the shizurab. But if I pour something directly into shizurab, they get absorbed into the ground of shizurab. That's called I poured into shizurab. So what does that help me? That it's getting absorbed. The answer is because the area is covered. Well, it'll be in a case where it's not all covered, right? So now we got a problem. It's called you're pouring directly, as it were, into the shizurab. That's by karmelis, not by karmelis. This one says even yeah by karmelis. We said before a chotzer which is not that 4x4, since it's not going to get absorbed, it's like you're pouring it into the Rishon Sarabim. What about if there's a caramelist next door? One opinion says no problem by caramelist next door. One says yes, it's a problem.
What's not Arba'amos by Arba'amos?
The chotzer is not 4x4. Yeah.
The court here. Yeah.
We said before, according to Machaber, that a case where the culture is not 4x4, they cannot absorb the discard water. And it's going to body flow out. But since it's not done directly, it's just you throw it here and eventually it moves. That's called Kercha, it's not called his Maisa. And Kercha Makarmel is the ghost. So it comes to Yeshar over here and says, no, even Makarmel is its us. The Yesharim has their us. Even though the Mar Malkum that the says on this opinion, it says Yesharman the Eid Chilik Beinu Karmas to Shazarabim. Beisiyosu B'Shem Atoyses Barosh Parakates B'Shtatu. So that quote is not exactly correct. Because the specific case that Tosis is talking about was not this issue that we're going to say that Kercha Karmelis, yes, Gazu, he wasn't talking about a case of, he wasn't discussing a case of beef, right? Because they hold, but if the scenarios which would be us, they hold are becoming mutter because it's a Karmelis, so that's relevant for us, so the scenarios we hold are us. Came the Ramah. The Ramah said, "This Yesharim is machmer. This Ramah is machmer. This opinion is machmer, even nowadays when there's over Hazarab. But Salarim the Dasa serve the meaning of Dafka Shishim Riba Baikim. But according to the opinion, which you need 600,000 people traveling through, which you don't have. Zeinoy Motzi Bchamachem because in Alto Ir Gadayla she's Dam and Shiva Shishim Riba. But we did got we're guys are in also a case where there's a bona fide Hazarab, which includes the multitude of people necessary. So the chotzer still exists. The gzeira still exists even as one of the. Now, in the case of a karmelis which is chutz l'ir or a chotzer shein merev is even inside the city, not a problem. A chotzer shein merev. Just remember the chotzer shaboy habiv. A chotzer ketana shein bar arba l'rama. See, in both cases, either the case of the chotzer was too small, the second case, Mishabura mentions. So you pour here is like you're pouring there. Or there's a beev which and you want to pour directly into the beev. Where it's going to end up is a chasid shenem rebbe's. So it's not even a carmel's. It's enclosed. It's a place where people live, so it's a chaser. People use it for their usages, etc. But there's no air between the two places. So I'm pouring in such a way that it's going to flow directly into that mirabonon. It's going to flow into that place. But the whole thing is mirabonon. Because mirai says that's not called you're pouring there. So they didn't answer chaser shenem rebbe's. So I can pour directly on the opening of the beef. And the fact that it will go there afterwards doesn't bother me. And Pasha, that who did the case of the beef, which is made out of eggs. I'm not pouring it. I'm pouring it here, and it flows there, you know, eventually. So that's also mutter. A city which is totally walled, but there's no The problem is eruv. So we doubt it like that. Then we said the last case over here, we're talking about the case of a tzinor, not the case of the beaver, the case of the tzinor, which is directing roof off of the roof, water off of the roof. If it's traveling through Avram Akapatur, so now this opinion is more make. If it's tzinor, let's learn it. Shetzinor mehamakrech mayim bekarmelis, hu lamala me'asar. This tzinor eventually is going to release its water into a karmelis, but it's traveling above 10. They'll get there. You can't over a mind direct makom. So the water just travels through makom tor. I'm pouring water into this cedar, which is going to flow out and drop down into the carmelis. Right, and that's my goal. Miskaven, I feel that's a machmirim leabel simin shem above sev cotton sev alav derech makom tor. Hakol goes zark lehu mamish alav kerechav yesh lahakol. So, in the case where I'm going from Rishas Yachid to Carmelis through Malkum Matur. So even sometimes even if you would throw it directly through the Malkum Matur, it's going to be Yasser. But over here, he's not throwing it directly. Even though he's pouring it, it's going to flow, etc. It's still called Koicha. It's not called his mice. Sikri Meiko.
What time is Marav Mincha?
8:20, no?
8:25.
8:25.
Oh, 8:25. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Now the Rambam ended off with Chenikar. So we tell a lot of opinions over here. So we need to know what the Chenikar is going on. So let's just review the opinions that he said. So the Mechaber said by Carmelis, everything is wonderful. Kevin Rambam the Moses says no. Some say Carmelis is awesome. Then we've qualified that sentence. We said that we say Carmelis is awesome. It's only Carmelis inside the city. Carmelis outside of the city is fine. Chatzah Shenem Rebbes is going to flow not to a Carmelis but to Chatzah Shenem Rebbes, also good. A very large walled city has then like a Chatzah Shenem Rebbes, it's enclosed, just doesn't have a Chatzah, there's no room for Chatzahiris. So the same thing again. Last thing he said was if the tzinner is traveling above 10, that's fine. That makes him mutter. One thing which he skipped, which is a chomro that he says. He says that the first opinion that he said that where goyzer a karma is ultra shasarab applies even mizman as that we don't really normally have shasarab. So then he says, "Chenikar, this is the main." He says, "That's just racial hakav chenikar. What's it going back on? I people got to start the call hakav koy vafar rishdavorav. It's not going back on just this last case. The case of the tzinor going from the roof through the tzinor into the carmel is racial hakav chenikar. No. Chenikar is not. It's going on all of the other coolers as well. That the ikar shita is the karcha b'karmelis hagozru. Yivil karcha b'karmelis gozru. It doesn't apply chutz l'ir. It doesn't apply by chosh shenem rebbes. Ir b'kevas karm is like a chosh shenem rebbes. All those terim that he said, b'chein ikar, that those yesh l'hakal b'chein ikar.
But it holds that
than those other kulas are
irrelevant, right?
Irrelevant, or according to the Mandam, or even they would be maskim.
Well, it is relevant. Is there any case where it's relevant? No, yeah, right. So Pasha's, he's being mocked about the first opinion, the Yeshar, but he's saying all these kulas along the way. Fine.
That he is being machmer, like we are glazing harmless.
That's what he's saying, that we have to coach for that shita. But he's saying
all these kulas are
relevant. Mr. Brewer before discussed this issue, and he seemed to bring from a prima godin that we should be cautious with the shita's kach of a caramelized gozru. But he's saying, when you add these kulas, everything is fine. Okay, simon shin nun ches.
Maybe yeah, these kulas are
okay.
It's fine.
Right. One second. Okay. So we mentioned before, way back when, that there's your average case of a karmel is you're signing up with a mokum patur, and chazal were machmer that even though it's a mokum patur, midrash it's not a rishus yach rishus rabim. Since it's 4x4, and it's a mokum where people would go, even though it's not made for traffic, so it's a karmelis is also to carry there. We mentioned there is one scenario of a karmelis which starts out with a shesiyachin. It's a large area which has mukav, but it's not hukav ladira. It's not made for living in. It's not made for living in, and it's the size of the base of Sinai, which is 70 2/3 amas by 70 2/3 amas, at least that size, or more or larger. And it's not hooked over there. It's not made to be a place for which is to live in. That area, because Allah answered, you cannot carry in there, even though it has walls around it, because people perceive it like a karmelis. So they have to ask it to carry in that case. Also, we're carrying in a karmelis, because otherwise, karmelis would not stand. People were confused the two, so we asked for that case. Sivlo Hirmin Arises or Shasu Yochid. They gave it to the name of Carmelis. So that's only a problem if it's not Hukav Ladira. If it's Hukav Ladira, so then it's not called, they did not give it this Chumrah. So we need to know, Ezo Makarmis Nikroim Mukav Ladira. What's the definition of Mukav Ladira? So this is not what's known in the Gemara as a Karfiv. So Karfiv was a large area which was enclosed, but it was not enclosed for the purpose of Dira. So that's Chazal Asa carrying there. Kolekav Shalukav Dira.
What would you call a Karfiv in modern English? Like a corral?
That's a bad translation.
Well, how would you translate it?
K-A-R-P-A-P-H. Karfiv.
No, I don't know.
You know, don't try and translate it. Just when you put English words on it, it just confuses it. If you're saying
there's no analogous English.
We're going to give some examples, and then you'll be able to figure out what it means. So it's enclosed, but it's not enclosed for the purpose of living. You have gardens, pradesim, orchards. Well, begonin, was you would have a shomer who would stay out in the field, so you would have a little bit of enclosure to give him a little bit of enclosure of space and protection.
The little guardhouse.
Shano Masum El Lishma Basakh, he didn't really live there. It wasn't made, the person would not live there. It's only because since he has to be, when he's there for Shemira, he needs some type of protection from the elements, etc. So that's called a karfif. So that's why corral would not be a very good translation.
The karfif referred to the little guardhouse?
Even the guardhouse, yeah.
Oh, even the guardhouse, but
now also Amalid the Talta Basoicha Yersim Arba Amisim Hu Yersim Sasayim. If the area which you're enclosing is more than Sasayim, base Sasayim, it's more than 70 by 70, 70 2/3 and Mashu,
seventy amos. So it's really all called 140 feet.
Let's see. So then that once that is it's more than that size, you cannot carry in this area more than Dalanamas at one shot. It's like a caramelus. You cannot carry Dalanamas.
So the maximum size of a carpet is essentially 140 feet by 140 feet.
No, the minimum size of a carpet. Maximum size of which carpet, which is mutter, is without any limitations. Is beyond that, it becomes usur, since it wasn't uncovered there. If it's ready sasayim or less, shushir shivim ama varba tvachim, shivim ama varba tvachim. It's 70 amas and 4 tvachim. There's 6 tvachim. It's 2/3 of an ama. 72/3 by 72/3 or smaller. And what the talta bakuloi. You're allowed to carry it throughout the whole area. Benchu art maruba, benchu ogol, or if a cotton, we don't care what shape it is, whether it's square, whether it's round, whether it's long and narrow, it's a rectangle. Okay. Ubulvat, shloye orka, yoysim shtein barachvoy, amachas. But.
Berkanun is the guardhouse.
Yeah. But if the length is greater than the width, double plus one. Okay? In that situation, the halach will be different. So we gave it. So the shear of the Mishkan was actually was 100. This measurement of the 70 and 2/3 is. A base saw is 50 by 50. Base time is 50 by 100. So 50 by 100 was the size of the Mishkan, the chutz of the Mishkan. If it's more than that in that shape, already they ushered it. So it's 50. It's 100 is 12. It's 100. It'd be 101 by 49. Whatever. What?
49 minus.
Right.
50 minus drop.
Right. So. So then they did answer it. I think if it's less than base Asayim, even if it's the double, we're okay. Let's see the Mishmur about that. Affiliation for Kama Milim, Mutal the Talzah Bakuli. Even if it's Hukal Badira, if it's Hukal Badira, it can be very, very large and still you're allowed to carry it there. And let's hold it here. Okay.